Well, you know, you and I talked a lot when I was in Puerto Rico, and, of course, over the summer especially, I was doing a lot of radio interviews with cities around the world, and people were starting to really learn about all the success that was taking place around the globe with the wishing machine. And earlier, I had told everybody that you and I, Mobius, have been friends for many years. And we've worked on a lot of projects. Some of them are very complicated, like the experiment that you played a major role in engineering for the Apparition movie. But now, Mobius, because you are such a technically minded guy, you're very rooted in science, and you are an engineer. You're also very open-minded. But you had told me that for a long time, despite the fact that the wishing machine was doing so well, and for those who have not heard, the wishing machine, well, it's what it sounds like it is. It's a box that makes your wishes come true. You can go to wishingmachineproject.com to read about it and read testimonials. You, Mobius, said that you were having some problems grasping how this could work, and yet recently things have been changing a little bit. Tell us about the transition you went through.
Okay, well, I'm open-minded, but I'm also very logical. So, I mean, I've seen the stories and the success and the people talking about it, but I always told you that intellectually that I found the whole concept somewhat psychologically overwhelming for the way I think. But I guess what you want me to say is this, and I have to confess the story's true. So I got a wishing machine from you with the job to test it and to see what the results would be. And I was open-minded, and I in no way tried to, you know, either push or, you know, repel the results. I simply tested it. But I used a variable in the equation of what you put on the unit when you're setting it up for your wish. And it probably represented a lot. Feel very strongly against the new Star Trek movies. I just don't think they're very scientific or logical. And so I had myself at a very young age in a Spock-style Star Trek jacket. And I used that just because it represented the basis of when I became the desire to be a paranormal investigator, Scooby-Doo, Star Trek, the whole thing made manifest now. And I thought it was a good choice of photo. I set everything up, and I always said to myself, and I said it out loud since watching the movies, I wish I could talk to the guy that made the Star Trek bridge in the movies. They have barcode readers and Dyson hand dryers in the movies. Boy, would I have a thing to say. And I said that maybe hours after having set up the experiment. Within 45 minutes after making the statement, I found myself in a conversation with the guy that made the Star Trek bridge. He was asking me for a job reference or to do some work. And I gave you a copy of the dialogue. I did not even understand it as I continued to talk to him what was actually happening. And so after talking in computer dialogue, it was online, for about 5 minutes, he shared his resume with me, where to look. And I just about laid an egg, because there it was. It, you know, I understood what I was seeing. I knew who he was and what he was saying. And it allowed the exact conversation that I wanted to have and always visualized having to instantly manifest. And I sat there and I went, wow, this is insane. You know, this the guy of this caliber who, what, probably makes $3,000 an hour would be having this bizarre conversation with me. But also, I was able to hook him up on a job, at least point him in the right direction, and so it was to everybody's highest good. And I would say, given, you know, the framing of what I told you, the odds are what, a million or a billion to one?
Well, I'll tell you what, let's hold it right there. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll hear the rest of this story as well as another amazing experience that you had. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Now, if you missed the last segment, let me just sort of recap that Mobius is a hardcore, true, diehard Trekkie. He is a truly enthusiastic fan, and he just wants the props and the scenarios in the Star Trek movies and productions to be realistic so that he can suspend his disbelief and really get into the story. And so he saw some of the latest Star Trek productions and said, oh, this is ridiculous. Some of the props in these things are completely unrealistic. We're talking about, you know, like he was saying, instead of creating some custom, exotic, futuristic representative of a piece of equipment, well, they just go to, like, Walmart and get a barcode scanner, or go get a Dyson hand dryer that you could find in the bathroom at your local pizzeria, and putting them into these sophisticated environments like the bridge. And he put a picture of himself on the wishing machine wearing a Spock coat or jacket, and made this sort of statement out loud that he would like to have the opportunity to work on these projects and improve them. And 45 minutes later, this complete stranger contacts him, and it is none other than the guy in charge of the props for the Star Trek movies. This is impossible by most standards, but this is what happened with the wishing machine. Please continue, Mobius.
Yeah, not only was he talking to me, he was asking me for a job reference. So it was impossible. But as I sent you that, and I told you, I said, I've really had something bizarre happen. I still don't even know statistically what the odds were, but shortly thereafter, also, I made this statement. A friend of mine had mentioned we really needed chocolate, and there was a guy that used to come and spend a few weeks. He's kind of our friend from Germany, as we have a Rob from Holland, and he would bring us chocolate. And so we were thinking about it. Wow, it's been like 2008 since we saw this guy. And out loud, we said, wow, we wish he would come right now and bring some chocolate. And honestly, I didn't even think of it as a wish. It was just a very an emotional statement. But again, I went to bed. I woke up. There was a knock at the door. Walked and opened it. And the guy was standing there with bags of chocolate for everybody in the house. Have not seen him, you know, since all that time, and he was standing there. I'm like, what just happened? So honestly, I have to tell you, somehow or another, this wishing machine has the bizarre way, after it came into my life, when you, like, really have a strong emotional thing that you focus on, and you can taste it, see it, and feel it, and you make this projection. I've now seen it happen quite a few times, and I never thought I would be, you know, on your show telling you that, because it's not logical, but it has happened to me.
And every time I hear about an experience like this, it blows my mind, and yet it doesn't even really even surprise me anymore, because it happens every day. And, you know, I think it's even more significant for me when it comes from somebody like you, whom I know and have a background with. But, you know, people from all over the world, countries around the world, are contacting me every day to tell me about similar things that have happened. And that's why we have, you know, one person will go out and they'll buy a wishing machine, and then they'll come back the next month and they'll buy a second one, and then a third one, and a fourth one. And there are people out there who have four or five of these things, if not more, all sitting around working simultaneously on different wishes, because you can only use one box for one wish at one point in time. So now that you've all heard that, I hope that you will go to wishingmachineproject.com. Watch all the material. There's a lot of material, hours and hours there of videos, live interactive webinars, interviews on the radio, testimonials, everything that you'll need to realize that this is actually a technology that's changing people's lives.